This is Your Happy Life, the podcast that will raise your vibration. Hi, I'm your host, Donna Berger. Join me each week as we explore ways to expand your consciousness, create a positive mindset, and activate your joy. Because the higher your vibration, the happier you'll be, and the easier it becomes to create your happy life. We're all faced with making decisions every single day. We have so many choices, and it can be very overwhelming. How do you know what to choose from what you eat, drink, wear? Oh my gosh, there are just so many fill in the blank. There are just so many protein supplements to choose from. But do you want to hear something really wonderful? You and I, we live in an abundant universe. So that means we are going to have many, many choices and opportunities. It's amazing. However, the problem arises when you may be feeling unclear. You might be unfocused, and you're probably trying to do all the things all at once, which just leaves you feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and uncertain. Chances are you struggle with choosing, you know, what would be your best next step? You know, whether that's in your personal life or if you're an entrepreneur, that could surround your business. Now, when you're not able to make a decision, you will feel this energy of disempowerment, right? Which definitely leads to negative thinking. Now, this is unfortunately when you become vulnerable to falling into a victim mentality. Being unclear has a negative impact on your energy. You know, the energy that you put out from that space is chaotic, which then just keeps you spinning and kind of looping. And most people refer to this as feeling stuck. And I'm just like, ugh. Just when you feel stuck and unclear, that's when your negative thoughts can become very persuasive, and you can decide to, just settle for what is. That being said, whether you can't decide what to eat for lunch or you're not clear on something big like your future dreams and goals, I have really good news. We all have this amazing invisible tool that we can use daily to help guide us. And this will help us to gain clarity and in making decisions. All kinds of decisions, big and small. And I know you know what it is. Why do I know that? Because you're listening to me right now. And most people would call this their intuition. Some may refer to this as their gut feeling. You know that feeling you get when you know something just isn't right, or that feeling you get when you know that it's perfect. What about when you don't follow your intuition and then something happens? You think to yourself, I knew that. I should have listened to myself. Now, when you hear, sense, or feel that inner guidance and you don't follow it, you don't listen to it, I just see that as a sign that you just need to practice and you will learn. In time, you will learn to trust those feelings. Okay, so I have this kind of simple little example that happened to me quite a while ago. I was driving. I didn't know where I was going, so I put the directions into the navigation system. And not that I maybe am terribly proud of this, and I'm going to call myself out here, but some may say I'm a little bit directionally challenged. So anyway, my navigation system told me to turn left. However, I felt this feeling that I should turn right. But, me not really knowing where I was going, I listened to the navigation. I turned left, and then the navigation system said, make a U-turn. And so I thought to myself, I just should have followed my intuition. It's like, I knew I should just turn right. Of course, no harm, no foul. And I know that you know what I am talking about. I mean, this is just a little, you know, example of an experience that I had. My guess is you have had very similar experiences in your life. Now, I am often asked about intuition. For some, it's a super strong feeling and they trust it. For others, it could be a super faint feeling or barely even there. And for those people, I tell them it's there. And just like gravity or the wind, which you cannot see, but you can feel and you can experience. So it's your intuition. It's invisible, if you will, right? But it is a gift that we all have. So if you don't sense it, then I'm going to encourage you to practice and notice how you feel. For example, when you have the urge to turn right, but you go left instead. I see that as a safe way to practice trusting your inner guidance or your intuition. Okay, so in today's episode, I have two simple but very powerful tools that that will absolutely increase and enhance your intuition, and you can begin using them starting today. Okay, so here's the first tool. Well, okay, it's actually a question that can assist you in making the best decisions for you. Now, when you are faced with an opportunity or you need to make a decision that arises and maybe you have choices between two or more, you can use this question. Ask yourself, is this opportunity, situation, or thing going to bring me closer to or further away from my desired outcomes or results? Wait, what? Go grab paper and a pen and write that down. All right, now, after you ask yourself that question, you'll close your eyes and you'll bring to mind the opportunity or one of the choices that you're facing. So let's call that option A. Okay, option A is one of the possibilities. So what you would do is you would go within and notice how it feels in your body. Does your body feel heavy, burdened, or contracted? Now, you may get a yucky feeling in the pit of your stomach or a lump in your throat or a number of other reactions that's sending you a message. That's your intuition or your inner guidance. Or does your body feel light and happy and expanded? You may feel excited and ready to just dive in. Now, think about the other choice. So we'll call that option B. And ask yourself the same question. And then how does that feel in your body? Heavy or light, contracted or expanded? Now, when you pay attention to your body and you listen to your inner guidance or your intuition, you'll get information that will allow you to make a decision with more clarity. Now, again, every single day, we all have decisions to make. Just so many choices to choose from. So I'm going to offer you tool number two, which is also a question. Okay, so write this down. Ask yourself, if I choose this, so that's where you're going to fill in the blank, will this be for my highest and best good? Now, you can ask this question for just about any decision you need or you want to make. Like, if I choose to, you know, I'm going to say, eat this, buy that, go there, date him, just fill in the blank. Will this be for my highest and best good? Now, when you begin implementing this, start out with something smallish. Practice with things that are not these huge, big decisions. So let's say you want to decide on where you're going to go for dinner, or the next book you want to purchase, or the next movie you want to see. Then you can advance to more medium types of decisions, such as deciding on your next vacation, or who to collaborate with, or mentor with, or hire, or join, you know, a course or program or something like that. You can use this to discover, is this for my highest and best good? Because sometimes, again, ego and emotions and all those things take over. Once you are really trusting your intuition, then you can move on to some of those really big decisions. Okay, so here's a little recap. At any level, right, those small, medium, or very big decisions, you go within and you notice how your body feels. Does it feel heavy and burdened, or light and excited? And if you feel heavy, then that item or that thing, it's not for you, at least not right now. It may be at another time. And if you feel light, like you want to do a happy dance, then you're being guided to move forward and to take action. Now, when you have successfully followed your inner guidance, and things turn out great and everything's awesome, celebrate. Just celebrate. With each positive experience, you will gain and grow in trusting your intuition. However, when you first begin to tap into your intuition to assist you in making decisions, again, it's not always easy to trust. So here's my disclaimer, because sometimes you may get it wrong. I probably should be bold enough to say that sometimes you will get it wrong, okay? And this is what happens. You may want that thing so much that you override your intuition, and then one day, or maybe years later, you realize that you really did have that feeling, but you, or we could say your ego personality, decided not to listen. Now, this is where I say, this is where faith comes in. Even when something goes wrong or bad in quotes, you can choose to trust that God will turn that somehow. God will turn that into something good. And I believe that He always does. But of course, not on, you know, my timing or your timing. It's going to be on His timing. So that's when I highly recommend that you look for the gifts and lessons, because there will be hidden gems that will show you what you needed to learn. Now, with a growth and positive mindset, you will see that this is all for your highest and best good. And with every choice and decision you make, this will assist you in growing and expanding your next level of consciousness. Now, do you have questions for me? Okay, so I'm super excited about this. It's this new thing that I'm going to implement. Now, we all know podcasting is awesome and it's one-sided. So to incorporate that, the component of a live radio show where listeners can call in and ask a question, I also have a way for you to leave your question or questions for me. Now, after you listen to, it could be any of these episodes, let's say you have a question, and the question that would be very directly related to that episode, that topic, what you would do is you would go to my new page, that the link will be in the show notes, and you can leave me an audio question. How cool is that? So my desire is to, of course, answer your questions, and I would love to have it where I create a podcast around it, because my guess is if you have a question, there are other inquiring minds that want to know. So once again, the link is in the show notes. You will click on that link. It is called podinbox.com/yourhappylife. Again, I'm super excited about this. I'm looking forward to listening to and answering your questions. Now, let's stay connected and continue all this high vibe, happy, fun, yummy goodness over in my private Facebook group. So come join me at Your Happy Life, Dream It, Believe It, and Create It. This truly is a fun, magical, and life-changing journey, and I am so happy you are here. Bye. Thanks for listening to Your Happy Life. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be honored if you'd leave a review and share this podcast with your conscious, faith-based spiritual friends. Until next time, sending you so much love and have a happy and blessed day.